Hey, what's up? It's Ryder. After listening to the podcast, do us a big favor and like, comment, rate, review, share, all that. On the show today, we talked about a chandelier that got engaged to a woman.
Flower Shop Friday.
Oh, hey, Lisa.
Hey, yeah, thanks for doing this without me.
Well, what are you doing?
I don't want to talk about it.
Popping zits. Also, we discuss different stresses at Christmas time. Enjoy the show.
This is Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
I'm just reading the story of a 33-year-old woman that's engaged to a chandelier.
Are you sure you didn't read that wrong?
No, man.
Like, maybe it's a chancellor?
Maybe it's just a man named Lumiere. No, it's a 90-year-old chandelier, and she's engaged to it. She's attracted to objects.
No.
Yeah.
It's like a chancellor. I'm going back to that again.
No, look.
She's married to a 90-year-old
dude.
She's
cuddling it. She's kissing it.
Oh, no. Wow.
What is happening?
Having a quick look at her, I can't see that she could get much more than that.
Hey, that's rude.
Well, she's...
so weird.
I am looking at a picture of her making out with a chandelier, so it's tough to...
So it's tough to see past that and see her as a human being.
Yeah.
You're instantly judging.
Oh, I can definitely tell she's a human being.
How do you go out for dinner with the chandelier?
Yeah,
do you put it on the seat? Is there room?
I'd hang it up above the table.
What if there's already chandeliers?
Hang it on the other chandelier. Oh, then you'd be worried about it cheating.
Well, no, that's not. Or the chandelier cheating, or the chandelier would be jealous of her checking out the other chandeliers.
I saw you check out that bitch. What are you attracted to that's not human? 780-107 on the text line, or feel free to hit us up on the app.
Jen texted in saying, the first sip of hot coffee in the morning, pure seduction.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I feel like I have feelings that are stronger than they should be for 91st Street.
Oh, yeah, you're weird about that street.
I get so excited when I turn onto it. It's because you can drive forever with green lights there. There's lots of room.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a lot of bad drivers will take Gateway or Calgary Trail.
Because they don't even know about the secret.
They don't know about 91st. And it's just, I've never had a bad driver experience on there. I mean, somebody could really wreck that for me. I hope that never happens. Knock on wood, but.
I love this text about the chandelier story. The best thing about marrying a chandelier is you can always count on it to hang around. Okay, Sam from the West End texted in saying, oddly enough, the Lion King 2 cartoon, when it first came out, I was so attracted to one of the lions. You know that I've talked about this before. Sam from the West End, you and I are, we are one. Because Simba, when he grows up, does something to me. And I hate it, but I can't help it.
Is it his voice?
No. He's
okay.
Sexy.
Calm down. I was just asking.
It's a sexy lion cartoon, and it weirds me out that I feel this way. But I guess I'm not alone, and that makes me feel really good. Simba is hot AF.
Okay, we get it.
Oh.
Next, JJ hit us up and said the new Ferrari FXX. That is one sexy car.
Are guys attracted to cars like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems to be a common one.
When, like, you sit on it and somebody gets somebody else to rev the engine, sit on the hood?
Oh.
No, just me?
Okay. Hi, Baba.
Today's words of wisdom come to us from at the Michael Rock on Twitter. If your boyfriend owns anything with Monster on it, you're going to be a single mother.
Ryder in the Morning.
Lisa's going to the dentist for the first time in her adult life.
That's not true. Yeah, it's been a couple years, not going to lie. Here's the thing about going to the dentist. Everyone has made the joke when they ask you, like, when's the last time you flossed? And you're like, you were there because it was the last time I was here. And it's so true. Like, I have a permanent retainer on the bottom, my bottom teeth. So it's really hard to floss my bottom front teeth.
Right.
So going in there, it's just a bloodbath. I feel so bad for the girls that have to tend to my mouth. And I called I have a new dentist now because my old one retired. And they recognized me, my name. They know me through the radio. They're like, oh, Lisa Evans, like, we're so excited to meet you. No. I don't want you to know who I am. I want to be a number to you. What if my teeth are gross? What if I have 16 cavities? You're going to judge me every time I'm on the radio. You're going to be like, ew, that microphone probably stinks, like her bad breath.
There are certain times when you don't want to be recognized. I had an awkward incident when we were filing the final divorce papers.
What happened?
A girl came up and asked for a selfie. Luckily, my ex and I are like in a good working relationship with our daughter.
Totally. So it wasn't awkward. It could have been really awkward, though.
It was actually like a bit of a nice reprieve from what was a pretty, like a fairly tense situation.
Yeah.
We both started laughing about it. And like my ex took the picture for us of me in this round. Anyway, that's one of those moments where it's like, God, if I could just go 20 minutes without being recognized.
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's nice to not get recognized. But no, I was just thinking about every experience I have when I go to the dentist. And I want to know if people agree with me here. And maybe there's some people that work in a dentist office that just there's a reason behind this. But when I go, it feels like I'm there for 7 hours, question mark. Like I wrote a status on Facebook today on my fan page and I was just like, I wonder how many cavities I'm going to develop while I'm waiting for my dentist in the waiting room.
Yeah.
I feel like you're there for so long.
And the sounds are fairly intimidating. Like I remember growing up, that waiting room at the dentist in North Battleford where we'd have to go because my hometown wasn't big enough to have a dentist.
It's intimidating.
I remember like it vividly, the wallpaper.
Yeah.
The sounds.
The smell.
The smell, yeah.
The smell of other people's teeth enamel, like getting shredded out of their mouths.
Okay, wow.
But yeah, I just feel like everyone can relate with that. That it takes up an entire shift to go to the dentist. Like you leave and you're like, whoa, the world is exactly like what the Jetsons said it would be like.
Come out, it's like,
what year is it?
Is Donald Trump still in power? Yes.
Yes, okay, I'm going back in for
I'm
a
going
filling.
Back in.
I want another filling.
The only thing that bothers me about the dentist now in my adult life is that you don't get the toys at the end.
Right? And there was always that one toy that every single waiting room had, and it was the one with the loopy string, and you had the little balls and squares that you would just slide around on it from one end to the other.
Yeah, I miss
over
those days.
And over
now
and
they
over
give
again.
Kids toothbrushes. Like,
cool. Like, what am I going to do with this?
Flowers are delicate, smell good, and are nice to look at. Ryder is none of those things. It's time for another episode of Flower Shop Friday, only on Ryder in the Morning.
Hot 107.
This poor lady just could not understand me.
I love this one.
Good morning, Flora.
Oh, pretty good, thanks. You?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm going to pop in a little later this afternoon and pick out some flowers.
Okay.
But can you fill out the card for me now?
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Darlene, you had me at tubes tied.
Okay.
Yeah, can you just read that back to me, make sure we got it?
Darlene, you had me... That two sides?
No. You had me at tubes tied.
To the side?
Tubes.
To the side. Okay.
Tubes tied.
Yeah, to the side.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Flower shop. Flower shop, flower shop Friday.
Trending this hour.
I hope homeowners are ready to pay more money to own a home. $77 for the typical homeowner as there is a 3.2% tax increase on the horizon for next year.
Open Tables had their prestigious best restaurant list come out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, there's 100 of them on the list. 5 of them are from Edmonton. So I'm going to list them off right now. But if you don't have a pen and paper and you're interested in checking them out, just text us and I will give you the list. Ernest's at Nate, The Mark, Sabre, Zin Wine and Tapas, and Vivo Ristorante.
I heard Sabre's amazing. Yeah, it's a steakhouse, right?
I want to go there.
I've tried a couple of those restaurants and they were dynamite. Zin and Vivo. Maybe time to go and check out those other ones. Ernest and Nate. That's pretty cool.
I know.
If you've had it before, hit us up with your favorite dish there. I might have to go try that this weekend.
In other news, 2018 will finally have bald emojis.
some celebratory fireworks for that news.
Aha! Uh-huh. And bagels, which I'm excited about.
You can have the fireworks, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello?
Hello, Ryder and Lisa.
Hello.
Hey. Aren't emojis, like, bald anyway? Like, I don't think I've ever seen one with hair, so...
Yeah, no, they all have hair, except for the
baby. Except for the baby that has the little swirly one piece of hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of, like, emoticons, I think, maybe, or something.
Oh, like yes, you're thinking of the smiley faces.
Yeah, those.
The MSN days.
The old school.
Yeah, those are bald.
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
I have to get with the future times.
Me too.
We're talking about like the ones where there's like a little dancing dude or a guy on a bike.
Okay.
He'll be wearing a helmet anyway, but those ones, there's going to be bald guys.
I totally get where you're coming from, though. We got to clear this up. There's going to be a lot of people being like, yeah, we know that they're bald.
Yeah, like none of them have hair already.
La 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 la.
Lisa claims to know every Christmas song top to back. Front to back, top to bottom. There we go. All right, so we're going to test her out. I've got some famous Christmas songs. I go from the artist who recorded it singing to just the music that you got to fill in, and then it goes back to the artist, okay?
Why can't you just believe me when I tell you I know every Christmas song?
Well,
you got to test me?
Putting you to the test. Here we go.
Okay.
First off, we're going to do the Christmas song from Nat King Cole.
Okay.
Slow it down a little.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Here we go.
Yuletide carols with an eyes open wide. And Eskimos dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows.
Okay.
A turkey and some
nailed it.
You're celebrating like you nailed it.
I did.
But pretty sure there's not a lyric in there that said Eskimos dressed up like Eskimos.
Oh, is that what I said?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll give you a pass on that one.
Thanks.
You didn't ace it, but you passed. Next, this is Brenda Lee and Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree and the Christmas party hop. Everyone's laughing merrily at the New York fashion trot. Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas time.
I don't know what a New York trot is, but that is not the lyrics at all.
New York fashion trot.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Check the horsey trot.
Okay, so you failed that one. One for two.
You think so?
Yes. You got 0 words correct. Next up, we have Taylor Swift and Last Christmas. Good luck.
Easy.
Cry on a face on a lover with a fire in his heart. A girl undercover, but you tore her apart. Maybe this year, I'll give it to someone special.
Okay, you got that one absolutely correct.
Of course I did. I put that song on repeat.
Okay, and finally, so this is it. Pass or fail. Because if you only go 2 for 2 when you claim that you know every song, that's not good enough. Okay. But if you can get this one.
I am the Christmas queen.
You went 3 and 1 and you're the reigning Christmas queen until we do this again. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey.
Okay.
All I Want for Christmas is You.
Oh, I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. I just want to be holy, baby. Oh, outside my door.
Did you know that she makes $500,000 every Christmas season because of how much her song plays? Like, guaranteed it's going to be on when you flip it to a Christmas station.
You'd think when you played, that it's played that much, that you'd be able to learn it.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
No, you didn't. You just were making noises the same way Mariah sings. You failed. I am now the Christmas queen.
No!
It is the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also a very stressful time of year for a lot of people. It seems like most people are either like super hyped and into the Christmas spirit, or like, oh my God, this season is going to kill me.
You know, I was talking to my hairstylist, Kelsey, yesterday, and she was saying like, this is the time of year that's the most stressful for a hairstylist because that's when they're booked up, the most Christmas parties, a lot of people take time off to get their hair done and stuff. And I was like, oh, it's weird you say that because it's kind of the opposite for me as a radio host because I feel it's a lot more relaxed here at the station. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people taking time off. It's more chill. We're in the vibe.
Our bosses have time off. And when that happens, we like show up in sweatpants, if that.
We totally slack.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know that there are a lot of people driving to work right now that are stressed and we can help them feel okay.
Yeah,
like maybe
out.
Keep their mind off of work for a couple minutes or their family coming to town.
Well, that's it. With the amount of extra added stress, the people that aren't stressed out have to just make sure that they're a little more patient and smiley and kind, right?
Well, it's like
spread the joy.
Me going to the mall right now when I'm done work at 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon and I'm going to do my Christmas shopping, I have a lot of sympathy for people that work in retail or people that work in, you know, even the fast food industry or someone that works in the service industry. Like, it is nonstop. People are out in the malls and on the streets, and it's crazy.
Groupon did a survey they sent out to a bunch of the participants of that app, and it was talking about stress over the holidays. 71% of people experience Christmas stress.
Oh, no.
With anxiety beginning for most around right now.
Right.
Like,
now that you're like, oh my goodness, Christmas is coming. It's so soon. It's like you'll wake up and it's here.
49% said finances were the driving force behind the stress.
Mm-hmm.
Second to that was finding a present for a difficult person to shop for.
Oh, no. See, that's why we need to just start opening up about what we want, just to ease the stress off of our loved ones.
Yeah, except for you're dropping hints to me about stuff that I'm not going to buy that for you.
Why not?
Well, I need some nice diamond earrings. Sorry, not my job.
Come on.
It's not.
No one else will do it.
Well,
I also want a dog.
Ask your parents, maybe.
No, they don't care about me.
What else do we got? 40%.
Just kidding, by the way. My parents do care about me. That was dark.
35% of respondents said they cope with Christmas stress by self-medicating with alcohol.
Yes.
While 46% plan to avoid maniac shopping situations by buying most of their gifts online or going shopping at a convenient time when it's not that busy. For example, today at 12:30.
Right. And our boss always takes one day off in December to do all of his Christmas shopping.
It's pretty smart.
It is really smart. Get it all done. But how do you get it all done in one day? Like, I'm trying to find one specific gift for someone and I'm looking everywhere all over the city. And by the time I get to the third establishment, I'm done. I'm like, well, there's a Wendy's. I'm going to go get myself a combo and then go to bed.
It's Complaint Corner on Ryder in the Morning.
Lisa's been drinking today.
No, I haven't.
All right, what are you complaining about?
That one loser on Facebook that keeps posting stories that no one cares about.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, we'll put that on.
I know
on
that
list.
Everyone agrees with me. There's that one person that won't give it up.
Is it because they don't have Instagram or Snapchat?
No, they have Instagram. They're just like trying to be the leader when it comes to this. Like, I'm going to be the first one. No, stop it. No.
All right. For my complaint corner today,
I don't even know how to post a story. How do you even do it?
I don't know.
Right?
Can I go yet?
Oh.
My complaint corner today is Lisa.
What?
I changed it.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
All right, that's the podcast for today. Thank you for listening, and make sure you check out the show live Monday on Hot 107 from 5:30 to 9, as I'm sure we'll have some ridiculous stories from the Christmas party.
Speak for yourself. I'm going to be an angel.
You won't remember it.